everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project and you're listening to Anita Miles. September is finally ending and the following song inspired me about the topic of today.
Summer has come and passed, the innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends.
This was Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day, released in 2005. The singer Billy Joe Armstrong was inspired by his father's death many years before, emphasizing the time that had passed since then and how hard it was to feel in loss and grief. Therefore, I wanted to discuss depression and how impactful this mental health issue. Depression is characterized by a persistent feeling of sadness, hopelessness, and a loss of interest in activities. It affects a person's mood, thoughts, behavior, and physical well-being, and as well impair daily functioning and quality of life. But let's be a bit more clear. Depression is a generic term to describe a series of depressive disorders that affect a person both psychologically and physiologically. They are a category of mood disorders where the meaning of depression is the presence of sad, empty, or irritable mood, along with physical, physiological, and cognitive changes that significantly affect the individual's ability to function. Depression is a term that is too generic and often used unconsciously to label. You know, that some different types and severities are not at all easy to diagnose. It is so complex. There are some key symptoms that allow you to understand and intervene in time. However, these vary from person to person, so it is difficult to fully understand how really depression affects a person. There are some typical signs, such as widespread weakness, a decrease in muscle strength, difficulty concentrating, loss or gain of weight or appetite, sleeping problems, a decrease in pleasure or interest in any activity, low mood, anxiety, poor or absent sexual desire, low self-esteem, and in most serious cases, even suicidal thoughts. However, these typical signs often cannot be interpreted in time to find a correct pharmacological and psychological therapy. But I don't want to go any further. You know, one of the most common depression types is the cyclical one. Have you ever heard of winter depression, postpartum depression, or even premenstrual depression? These are some examples, but there is also another one that is common, the reactive depression type, that is caused by a specific and highly stressful event that blocks the person in a sort of cage from which they cannot cope with the change. It is often also associated with the loss of a loved one or the loss of a job or even the end of a love story. Obviously, as I said, the situation changes from person to person depending on how they react and how much that situation opens inner wounds and influences the person's way of being. In the episode Grief, I talked about it. Let's change the focus now. Depression in literature serves to shed light on the internal struggles, emotional landscapes, and complex realities faced by individuals grappling with this mental health condition. It provides insight and understanding, as well as raising awareness by exploring any shades of this condition. Therefore, I selected just three quick reads that must be read to understand better the topic of depression. The first is a short memoir by William Styron called Darkness Visible, in which the author described depression creating a sense of oppressive hopelessness. The author affirms that incomprehension has always been due not to a failure of sympathy, but to the basic inability of healthy people to imagine a form of torment. But at the end, he wants to say that depression is conquerable, giving the idea that there will be a light out of the tunnel. The second is a sort of classic, really famous, The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath. It's a partially autobiographical novel in which the author shares her own struggles with mental illness. She shows insights into the typical melancholic depression, but it's much more complex in its causes or symptoms. Hester is the protagonist, a young woman who, through her suicide attempts and getting to treatments, begins to feel the bell jar lifting as her mood improves. However, the author's life went differently from Hester, because after the publication of the novel, she committed suicide in 1963. The last book, the third one, I've never finished. I've started some weeks ago, and it's called Speak, written by Laurie Halse Anderson. I don't know why I didn't finish. I don't remember. Anyway, the novel follows Melinda Sordino, who struggles with some problems. She's a friendlessness and an outcast. This underlines how sometimes the environment you are growing up in could be toxic for yourself. But she speaks for many, and try to demonstrate the importance of speaking up for oneself. I cannot say anything more about the story, but maybe I will update you in the episode of Mental Health coming up soon on October 10th. So let's time to conclude by saying one last thing. I think that through these novels, not only these that I've mentioned, but any kind in which the main topic is mental health or depression, may impact the readers, which can gain empathy, understanding, and a deeper appreciation for the resilience and coping strategies employed by those affected by depression. It could be hard or may impact you, but they are shades of a complex mental issue that is really popular in our society, that sometimes is not even enough supported. So, stay tuned for more XOXO Anita Miles.